Early every morning, I remember going to the temple as a child. As a child, I remember that in the temple, I would be eager to touch the stone sculptures beyond the customary contact with their feet. I remember going straight for their nose when no one was looking. At home in a bookshelf amidst books, I remember clearing a space to accommodate a dozen small metal sculptures of Hindu deities. The detail in a 3 centimeter tall metal figure was astonishingly more marked than those on a 3 feet high stone figure. Perhaps this was why there was gradually no more incentive to go to the temple. Many years later, when I began dancing Odissi, I remember recalling these sculptures. I remember inhabiting the bookshelf on their scale. That night, I danced on a stage. The next morning, I went to a temple whose architecture was once predicated on the sun's movement. But when I got there, it was already dusk. I remember this thought sinking in with the setting sun. The best place to dance would be here in the temple or back on the bookshelf. There was no more incentive to dance on stage.